And now we would like to invite Christine Reed to share a reflection on why she's committed to the UUC.
Good morning. I'm Christine Reed, and I've been attending the UUC for 27 years. In thinking about what I'd share with you today, I asked myself two questions. Why did I come? And why am I still here? You may or may not know that I'm a parent of a child who grew up in this congregation. My husband Richard and I had just moved back to Blacksburg after living in Floyd County for 15 years. I came to the UUC because I wanted our three-year-old daughter, Erica, to grow up with the experience of being a part of a caring faith community as I had when I was a child. My own experience was foundational to who I am, and I hope to provide that opportunity for her as well. I also wanted her to have a place to explore spiritual questions with peers as she grew and to be inspired and challenged to be her best self and to share that with her community and the world. So that is why I came. I came for her. I didn't have any personal expectations for myself. I literally looked in the Yellow Pages one Sunday morning for a Unitarian congregation in Blacksburg. Fortunately, there was one listed. As it turned out, I found not only a genuinely nurturing place for my daughter, but also meaningful involvement for myself that has taken countless forms through those 27 years. That's the answer to why I'm still here. Through it all, I've been inspired and challenged to be my best self and to share that with my community and the world. It may not surprise you to hear that the more involved I became, the more involved my daughter became, and the stronger the ties that resulted. From my experience, it's the best way to get the next generation committed. You yourself as well. To feel that you belong fulfills a basic human need, and is so often the case, the more we put into something, the dearer it becomes. It became my family's habit. And when you do something regularly, it finds a comfortable place in your life. It's just what you do. And healthy habits are life-affirming. Of course, there have been ups and downs along the way. That's a natural part of any meaningful relationship that's not just superficial. But working through challenges and experiencing the breadth of life together just seems to strengthen the bonds. It was music to my ears when I overheard Erica telling a high school friend some years ago that she belonged to the coolest church. This congregation had become an extended family for her. Erica's 30 now and still involved. She's a youth group advisor, and when we meet in person for Sunday services, she loves working in the nursery. Being involved in the work and play of this congregation has positively affected our family's well-being, and I have no doubt it will continue to impact Erica's life. No matter where she goes or what she does, I know she will carry the UU principles and values, as well as the love she received here, with her for her entire life. There could be no better roots to give a child than that. And I have this congregation to thank for helping to raise her. And know that regardless of whether you have children or not, your presence here makes a difference in our children's lives one way or another. Even if your participation doesn't involve children, you're supporting the community that's making a difference in their lives. And they are our future. I feel grateful for the dedication and generosity of those who came before us in this congregation. Without their efforts, there would have been no listing in the Yellow Pages for me to find. And there would have been no RE class to welcome my daughter on that Sunday 27 years ago. Because of our members' financial generosity in the past, we've grown to be what we are today, a solid, well-established organization and community of committed individuals with big hearts and a precious mission. How can we best honor those efforts of the past? How do we honor this rich inheritance we've received? The words are simple. Make sure it continues. Our involvement and financial commitment today are crucial to the continuation of what we have and hold dear. And we still have so much yet to be. Please join me in our pledging tradition with grateful hearts so that we can not only carry on, but can become our best future together. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. I'm so glad that you found this congregation in the Yellow Pages and made your way here. And so grateful for both you and your daughter's participation in this congregation.